kubikanda na turanga na marama garabu na wanelewa ena bunu alibungo New Zealand ibuka usimi ena ba city libungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM obo ambule kubikanda na turanga marama garabu na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nondo bunuwa kenda sama ibuka itukutuku ena bunu alibungo Wellington imbule minaka sabo ambule tugani ena adha tale ena adha nimbula ena adha ninganga ni wane turanga otisu Kristo kaunita kana mose nikalou ena na rwanda nikuwa ena beba ungeti ena betu mberi kibikanda ena singa nindai ndaki nimbule ni tabutu ndaki nimbule ni tao ndati kumbule vale senda barungu tumwe mwono ni dhalaka senda barungu tumwe na loma ni motuka unadha mga barungu kina mataka ni singa nindai sana ungitabi mwiki nda wakitu kibikanda ena mataka ni singa nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 27.2 FM ena singa minaka nikuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kaloki nendo tala lebolo ni bingrami ena singa nindai na kutumbeka mai ni sulandi wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli sima sama ilio ni bulo tunde tu ena bulo ongo ni sulandi kama kai tuku tuku na bulo ali mgo o Wellington au sama kambule tuka ni weekenda ena singa minaka nikuwa na sana dhaba dhaba kwa lakuma ikine ena singa minaka nikuwa wa maila umbeka faka unrobe mbua suma dhuata maimba matakira o kadabu na maibiti tailevu marewa serwa unamosi sende mula dhabi unanroga matakira musa na sana labu kwa lakuma ikina au sanga umbule tugani ena singa minaka nikuwa na yadha tali ni wani turanga o tisu Kristo
amen in the masosa wani turanga na singa minaka nikuwa praise the Lord the check mandamai kina kasalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Sugalotu, Kemani Vakarovitumani worship centers, so we can Lotchimatu Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We not Valentalanga Somalua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just been issued during the item. And Talanga Se Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family out there in the Sangani village today, we would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but let it be so we can go can assembly vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but at the gymnasium, the locality live on the melodic and the catechin and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we wakambula weekend. So we can sell niloti, niloti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can sing a niloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikua to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love that we my TV in the Mada Sawati, Kavakabota, we can then the Vakarong to many Kunavali, we are skimming this on the change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the, you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of MyTV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through MyTV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go na dawala dawala da kemda kabatu isenga ni tombo. Dawa na dawa ikutiko kina kaku abakando meko kai meko. Gosai dawa dawa ni mbula. Now your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners. The Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then end and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case. Because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we come in and dami to be one in bula to be mate sa kame ko ko buni wai sa sang ni rawa so we can just log in bula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find the joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something of the level.
Hallelujah. And the cells are to mine a television, my candabu, atul my viti, atulau, we come do my loiza, can do malombula, we have a little cemetery, my, come do my namukelau, my kambara, my mother, my coma, my otoniata, my bato, my onilau, fulanga, but kyonga, nimbulabinaka, my lakemba, my idea, wombala, mango, katafana, tuza, nimbulabinaka, and as Matakanisian and I, myna, as a samala, my tutoya, watalakina, my nugu, and nivasu, manamuka, my matuku, nimbulabinaka, watalakina, my mwala nyimbula binaka seni mwela dhabi maibu nobatu wakatalaki na maikandabu maini zake ono kutusu musargira nyimbula binaka etu ya somba malabu nyimbula binaka kemendo maina soso maina viti kematalaki na kemendo maya lombi maiwaya darongo datu kuna tukuni alo nikuwa dapaka vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darongo datu nikuwa na tukuni alo waingasime nana kaya tusa nakatiko. Amen. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Hena singa bina ni kwa setalani ngule labi wikenda na leo imiti ni lakabangito wala laka wangande wakabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiko kina kima misa wakambule tuga ina foswa totoka tulandraki tobo suwa wakalindi marabu laura itu na isa sokolami wangina kitale nga embasi kalibumai ombega hiri awa wakatalaki henu the tambongo hena mayas mataka nisika ni nainda baka pili bina kapaka lebu wana kalu wakasuswa manda buwala turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zi ngubati kuna lange free kwa reza tu na matali singa singa ni saumi
amen
iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai iku na kalowe somo na katumai uza mailo malangi kina matali singa mberi liwi saumi na ngawla ni yata babata kinoa kina zangi rao zinguba usomo lima zinguba talingua senga bagandua ni bau stale na zangi sulia na kalowe na singa winangani kwa kabi keda ni voltamu ena mazi ule kena wase tini gandua ruso mluga walu ruso mluga liwa kina tolso mulu ndula kumai vya kukika mdu bagandua sa wala ni zolata wala ni zolata Ola ni lolata Sosa Ola ni lolata Sa andreke Sosa andreke Andreke sa yara Sosa yara Yara sa abiu Gai kato kutisu Dolang baby Come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dolang baby Kau kikimdu bando sa Ola ni lolata Ni lolata bibi Aku nampak Kau kikimdu Hallelujah. Doktor weekend Doktor weekend Kau nanggu ibuwa Amen. Ni sarau rau na nungui buang ni mamman dan nungui dola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yang lebih sureti uos tibin dondoa. Kau tu tu lebih sureti. Mau indo lebih sureti ni uos tibin dondoa. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muri sambula bosen ikalau ka kuka waka ngata sara kemuzunga na iselwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kemari ezuruma ngai waka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuruma ngai waka takila mai na kakusika nikla
emeni
mena hera talanga na ngona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rebe ikwaya kasika talanga nindula ka kendara rabuni takarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songo lotu ba Kristo. Yondo na kamusiti utiko na lotu ba Kristo. Kenda na ulanga tuwele wu na lotu ba Kristo sambule tuko endai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yeah.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishure titi wana kala udola kuma ibiao mai tozo kuma ibi mai ukwe lenga ukwe nera ukwe matamboko ukwe matareba ukwe putu niya ukwe ndamunabua kawa ukwe lame lako tozo kuma ibi nilako tozo kuma ibi kwe baka nduwa ngaye wadha nizolata na izolzola mbibi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshi biiko nduwe mwole kamiko nga inyo numa tiko ekali tiko na kala ekali tiko ekali tiko ekali tiko ukwe hena mataka nisiga nikuwa menda lako kuma ibi ukwe hena mataka nisiga Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power? The power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Multiply sit down. He's spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. The people to come. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we can wrong to many kwa dona kamayado and me tuba can do talikina no mumbula. Sonaka you gonna kita, sonaka wakadalaka.
Yo
sonaka ywa kawikwa sandi turumbia kaniado, yes ayado. Any kwa me wrong to gonna domini kalomiko, nanonanuma, and do it to me nanomunanuma. Na veka iko na nume nibina kaviko, indu indi wina kaino nume kwa indi wina kaviko. Nyinda na railo malangi na sengi nireza na kaneza wadhava. Nge kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mevakana yawa nilo malangi menandele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, na nungu na numa, kina nungu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda di Singatambu, notamangu kwa ituranga di Bakitawa. Via Kabini Singatambu, and I haya ni tiko na tinangu. Na neto vale, senga kena na lounge, open space, bere tiko na neto store. Kito na nondonda miti kwa ikito rejo na katumbi ni store. Via Singatambu. And I am in a night to soul and a tinago, and Mavaro to get it on the Vimada, Keton and Dandavo get it to the Yetuna Langser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakao night. Noninito Munuti in Bambakao. Langono Soto, Susurak Chumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabumaya kito ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamango bela tohola kasarbe tamango na bingo na kete kito ndabo langa seretu na langa poloto na ndabo tunga sa tamango. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gift. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. the choir, the Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a trunk. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart, asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learn how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, nakaiba bulive kina bulive mekina na ndio nikatini. Avulive mekina na lolo. I begin to just the